into death throes will cause him to die. And even though that may not be medically justified today, he assumes that the Gemara is correct on that and therefore rules against this. Okay. But now I'm running out of time, so let me just go on to item number 4, which is the main topic. Well, according to the halach, we're usually not in that situation anymore. A person who's in his death throes is usually in the hospital where it's the medical person now who are dealing with it. Remember, in the old days, the rule for doctors was that they disappear when a person is about to die. The Hippocratic tradition is the doctor should not be present at the death of the patient. It's only when, well, we went through this many years ago, and it's only when doctors got involved in giving death certificates and it became part of their income that they were present at the death. Okay. Kind of a privacy. You have a copy of my article on death. In fact, I go into some detail on the Hippocratic position and the change that was taking place in the 18th and 19th centuries as to the role of doctors in death. Okay. Biur achiluk ben gerot tveifaba behema she'eino mishtaneh v'gerot tveifaba adam she'talui b'refuah l'oto hazman v'achiluk she'ben tveifaba goseis. Now becomes the issue that concerns us. V'chiluk gadol yesh ben tveifah l'goseis. There's a big difference between a tveifah and a goseis. Ki tveifah hu sheyesh lo chisaron v'ivaren ha'pnimiyim kugon sheyesh b'reya v'leiv v'nei mayayim nekev mamash v'af kishalek nekev al ha'plumim shalehem hem l'kuyim v'shkukim ben sh'achwa mugla ben sh'ika mugla ben sh'leka mugla v'ika v'erum sh'nol netuach el adavka v'chaser v'yeter v'yesh davka v'lukuta k'mugua v'yordeh v'tveifot v'behemot. ולרוב האיברים גם בהאדם מוכן. אך איקה חילוק בעצם הגולגולת, there's perhaps a difference on the issue of the skull, ואולי איך לשדר העין בתוסחות כולן דחת אמבייז, אמבייז דירו הסקול ריאל. אבל בעצם איקה חילוק גדול לדינה, but there's a big difference as far as the law is concerned, בין תריפות לבהמה, לאיסור אכילה, למה שנוגע לתריפות האדם, שהוא להיארג עליו כדאבייה. A person who kills a tריפה, is also not executed, but there's a big difference between these two cases. The harei kol inyei machalot rufuot einam dvarim kfurim b'chol yimot ha'olam. The harei dvarim tiviim netkalfu kimufurash betosfot moed katan dav yudalim kmo shken shayach shishtanu gam b'machalot rufuot she'im kein b'treifot shamanu b'reish perak elu treifot zeh haklal kol she'en kamo achaya treifa I efshar lafareish shehu kfi kol zman uzman. You cannot interpret the Mishnah to say that to interpret this general principle that says that a trefa by definition is that in which you cannot survive. That cannot apply at all times. Because after all, the laws of trefot, as far as eating are concerned, are fixed forever. But this principle did apply at the time of the Tanoim and the Amoraim, umashi nichlal az beklal zehu ne'esal le'olam me'alakha l'moshe m'sinai. V'lachein nicha mashi ne'amru l'moshe b'sinai kol ha'pratim, and therefore it's understandable why all the details of Hilchot Tveifot were given to Moses and Sinai, ki v'yamar ula b'chulin dachem gimel amarach, sh'monam minei tveifot ne'amru l'moshe b'sinai, ולא סמכה תורה על דעת החכמים שיאמרו איזה הן הדברים העושים שלא תוכל עד בהמה לחיות וכרצוין אחרי דברים רבי תורה שלא נמרא אלא כלל וסמכה תורה על החכמים שיפשו הפרטים. So in exactly the opposite of the position of the Chazon Ish, he says all of the details of the Lachot of Tveifot were given halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, and these were not left up to the Chachamim to establish, as we find in other cases. Elo miyishum hu mishum demitzara klal lekol she'en chayat rafa lo hayu nesvot kol ha'tveifot shenishnu elo rak biotan ha'shnanim harabim shelo hayu ha'behemot yecholin yachyo v'ayu ksherot shelo nemu yishu ksherot v'nishtanu ha'tvaim she'ezet dvarim shelo yicholot lekiot bezman ha'nishna v'gmara nishtanu she'yicholin lekiot v'ezet dvarim shelo yicholin lekiot bezman she'nishtanu she'en lekolim yaseh ha'yu mitzad kol zeh lehefach. And now, again, he reads this into the Rambam
although the Rambam is actually saying the exact opposite, and he rejects the fact that Kesa Mishnah interprets the Rambam the way we interpret him. Let's move to maybe to the top of my page 76. Ubechol dor vador, that's sort of at the middle of the first paragraph. No svum achalot shosim lehem nituchim. Vuhu bein mitzad chidush ha-yidiyah. And this is either because of the advance of knowledge, vuhu bein mitzad chidush ha-teva. So here he's allowing to sneak in the fact that knowledge has increased. It was not only the fact that nature has changed. Ukir hazilin shtagam b'inyeni ufruot mitzchadshim bein mitzad ha-yidiyah umein b'chidush ha-teva. ויש מיני רפואות שהיו בדורות הקודמים ויתם אין מרפים והרבה מיני רפואות נתחדש ומתחדשים בין מחמת שלא ידעו מהם אף שהיו מהמציאות וגם שרק אתה נתחדש בהטבע שמרפים. So maybe because only now the nature is such that these things actually cure. ובימי הרשפה לא עשו הניתוחים האלו ואפילו למזדמן באיזה מקום שעשה איזה רופא גדול לא ידעו ממנו. Furthermore, if even some great doctor may have performed an abdominal operation which succeeded, nobody would know about it. Because now the spread of knowledge is much more rapid and widespread than it was in those days. Because once the steam engine and the railroads have been invented, where you can travel to far places in the world in only a few days. Aeroplanes, now that you can actually travel on an aeroplane, you can get around the world in the whole in a single day. And you can knowledge can be transmitted in a single hour and even less than an hour. You day telephone, the telegrams, shenasu al yidei yidiot inyan ha-electronica. Aval ha-Rambam shaya chacham gadol biyoter, v'gam haya rofei gadol b'doro, yoda she'ametu kefi she'yadua midarkei ha-refua, knew that the truth was that as he was taught in medical school, avolohu kshalo klum mishum shatara asra la'olam ma sha'ita b'treifa b'sha'at matan Torah, because the Torah prohibited forever what was in fact fatal at the time of matan Torah, shalo haya kamo yachaya. V'hu mechrach mima sha'amor ula d'chachet minei treifot she'ita nemula mashem sinai v'lo samcha Torah ala chachim mishum sha'asra Torah al elu la'olam ach achar she'yishtane ha'teva b'zeh she'kadokot v'nitun ha'Torah ha'yadaze v'im haya samech ala chachamim ha'yu mishtanim b'nei ha'treifot az וצרוך להודיע למשה בסיני שאלן הטריפות של העולם יהיו אסירות באכילה, אף אחר שישתנו הטבעים ויהיו מקצת דברים, ואף אם כולם להפך לא ישתנו דינם כדיהם. So he is allowing at some stage the existence of the advance of medical knowledge to squeeze in, but of course he's still also using the phraseology of the fact that nature has changed. I don't think that he really thought too much that nature has changed. Knowing him as a person, I think that this was sort of, he was using the common language here, he's allowing the advance of knowledge to somehow sneak in. But nevertheless, we find that both he and the Chazon Ish have come to the same conclusion, that the idea that the trefa, the list of trefot as they exist today are fatal, is no longer the case. Knowledge has advanced, nature has changed, and the laws of trefa reflect those diseases which were fatal according to the Chazon Ish at the time of Rabbeinu and Rav Ashi, and according to Rav Moshe at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, the logical consequence of this, which is a big chumrah, namely that any animal that survives for 12, the fact that an animal survives for 12 months doesn't prove anything because none of these trefot are any longer fatal, he doesn't discuss. Nor does he discuss that it's sort of patently absurd that, to say that nature did not change from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until the end of the Mishnah and the Gemara, and then it only began to change from the time of the Gemara until our present day.
It's a chumrah without serious consequences.
It's a chumrah without what he would regard or what you would regard as serious consequences, especially in our day when these laws are completely invisible. The only issue in Hilchot Trefot today is whose kashrut do you rely on? So it's a political question. Is the OU no longer any good and you have to get plot kosher, or is the OU still okay? Is the Rabbanut's Hechsher good, or do you need the Badatz, or is the Badatz no longer any good? All of those things are the issues in the Kotel. All right, I think I've finished much of what I want to say on the subject, and I think that this is the last shiur, because my lectures end next Tuesday. So I haven't yet decided what I'm going to do in the spring. That is, officially I'm on leave of absence in the spring. So and I don't know whether or how long we will be in Boston, whether we will resume the shiur in the spring semester, or whether we will resume again in the fall.
Potter needs to be able to make Potter. So Potter's got to do what Potter has to do in order to have Potter. What is God trying to do? What is God trying to prove? What does God need? God knows the strength of his creatures. So what's this all about? I must say. And I don't really get it. It doesn't really help me. It's very, very hard for me to accept. It's very hard for me to accept this to make me feel better. Again, this is very personal. You know what? X has to face adversity because X is stronger for X to handle. It's very complicated. I understand the potter. I understand the God's guy. I understand the father. But I don't understand.
Famous proof texts in Now when you make the So many years ago.
doesn't say it's wrong. He doesn't say you should think this way or think it's appropriate. He says it's cruel to think. We go back to what happened the other day, say I'm a word. So everything is the opposite of coincidence. And everything is the opposite of randomness. I don't get it. I crash, and I scream, and I hit, and I cry, and I yell. But I believe that God is around, and what happens, happens in God's presence. Tshuva, Tfila, Mustafa, Ma'avirin, Esroa, I'd say. What does it mean? Tshuva, Tfila, Mustafa, Ma'avirin, Esroa, I'd say. Is it within man's power to annul the deed of the decree? My answer is absolutely no. I don't believe so. Rabbi Shlomo does what Rabbi Shlomo does. We try our best. There are no guarantees. What does it mean? Yeshuva, Tefila, Mustafa, Ma'avirin, Esroa. I heard from my father many years ago. I'm happy to acknowledge the presence of both of my parents tonight. That we don't understand the shot of the words. It doesn't say Yeshuva, Tefila, Mustafa, Ma'avirin, Esroa, Ma'avirin. It doesn't say that the Tshuva and the Tefila and the Tzedakah remove the evil decree. It doesn't say that. It says the Tshuva, the Tefila, the Tzedakah, Ma'avirin es Roa HaTzera. This is different. The question is different. What does Roa HaTzera mean? The evilness of the decree. What helps me when faced with the decree, what mitigates the evilness of the decree, is what's reflected in Tshuva and and what's reflected in Tshuva and Tefila Tzedaka is the relationship to Rabbi Shlomo. Tshuva to Rabbi Shlomo. Tefila to Rabbi Shlomo. Tzedaka to Rabbi Machbero is Rabbi Shlomo. Somebody who's engaged in Tshuva and Tefila and Tzedaka, somebody who understands the Rav's interpretation of Rava, explaining what the Mishnah said that you have to make a bracha, bar, dianetis, and simcha, not going to take away the evil decree. That's not what it says. And that's not what it means, and it's wrong. But it may, somehow, sometimes, somewhere, maybe a little bit, take away the evilness, the wrong of the decree, the feeling, the presence of God. The woman who lived in my old community on the upper west side of Manhattan died from cancer 3 years ago. Her name was Shira Ruskin. Shortly before she died, she wrote a little article. In this little article, I want to conclude with this. She reflected on herself. She reflected on the meaning of her life. Afflicted as she was then with the final stages of the cancer that ultimately took her. I quote, "Rape of the sense of the future. Much of the fabric underpinning my sense of security is badly padded. The dailiness of my day's routines is no less pleasurable, but is totally devoid of meaning, without either a sense of future or a vertical connection." The Unisana Toket sounds a clarion call. Unisana Toket is the feel of that includes words. Only to the extent that we live in alignment with God, when we have the fortitude to endure our deeds. And it is in the performance of these very acts of repentance, prayer, and kind deeds that we bring God close and thereby sweeten the bitterness of the decree. We suffer as individuals. We suffer as a community. We are in great pain. We are hurting. We seek comfort, and the comfort eludes us. May we feel the whisper of the closeness of God. May we hear the whisper of the presence of God. May we find comfort. May Hashem Elokeinu presence of God, may the bitterness of the decrees may be blessed with the shas, kind of shalom, your help, your serenity.